Oh my gosh, it feels amazing. Gosh, outside, air. Air. You don't realize. It's the little things, you know? Sometimes you take it granted for and you're stuck in the house all the time. Switch meds up. I had to, had an appointment with therapist today. Actually, hospital psychiatrist to help. Just to get me through the journey with oncology and that and palliative care. And we just discussed the things going on that surfaced with Eric. And he was, absolutely, as he said, is atrocious. The behavior is that is something like you see on TV shows. And really to have to go through that, like I am right now, as he said, is just terrible. You didn't deserve any of this. And the thing is it's really causing me some severe anxiety. I started feeling like yesterday I was starting to get panic attacks coming on, like borderline. I was like, no, I'm not dealing with this. I'm trying to get the house together. Eric's responsible for what he legally agreed upon. Doesn't have a choice. But, you know, I'm just going to say some things are the way they are. And it may not look right to some or neighbors or things, but you don't understand the full. You don't see the legal paperwork either, but things are the way they are, you know. I had asked two individuals for help. Listen, I need help with this, 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 and this. And that was several months ago and it didn't help. And I had to move on. But I'm going to do what I got to do, make decisions that I have to make, you know. But it's not been easy. But I'm feeling like that anxiety and, you know, as a therapist says, this continues, you know, we're going to be right back. Asking somebody to not be around you. They'll have to be, you know, when you're not around or something or outside of property or whatever, regardless if you're getting a house together to sell or not, because nobody's worth your health. And anxiety and all that stuff definitely affects your health and you deal with chronic illness. And you know, I'm under care, hospital specialist, so it's something that can't be played around. But we talked about the mistresses, because I'm finding out it wasn't just one person, it was or a girl, it was multiple. You know, the therapist made one good point, and he said the behavior when men do that, as he said, it's just no respect towards women, viewing women as mere sex objects, no respect for the wife at all. And men that do that, it starts with the father and the male figure in the home. The respect should be taught at a young age, as he said. And it kind of, instead of like we're talking about what happened, we're not getting into emotional part, as he said, we'll get into the logical part, rhyme and reason. Because I think you need to understand and be explained of, you know, what possesses someone that kind of behavior. But it's definitely, as he said, it's learned behavior. It comes from the father, male role. Whether if there's an absent father, you know, in which the female role models should instill respect towards women. And if there's a male role model and the father's still present in a son's life when they're young, they need to be raised right of how to be respectful and respect women. But if you have a father, male role model, who doesn't respect women, has behavior that definitely will tell anyone you don't respect women, well, what do you expect the son or sons to grow up to be? So as he said, it's a pattern of behavior, but it starts at home with how you raise the boys. He explained more than I already knew, but as he said, it kind of will help you understand why, because what transpired is not okay, it's not all right. And it is, as he said, the marriage is fraud. It's a fraudulent marriage, and I am definitely pursuing that in court as a fraudulent marriage and to get it completely annulled. It's going to take, we're going a little bit different process with the attorney with domestic violence and family law disability because I have to have two different attorneys represent two different aspects of the marriage. But when I had talked to them today, they had said this is going to take a different turn in court. It's probably going to be definitely more than one hearing, or probably two or three hearings. But it's serious. When somebody misleads you, misguides you, and you believe you're getting married to someone, and they're presenting, as domestic violence attorney said, presenting as a charmer of whatever they think, and they're feeling you out, and they're researching you, and they're online predators. You know, there's different types of labels of what a predator is. You know, it doesn't have to be just a sex predator to be online. But as a domestic violence attorney said, is you married somebody that didn't exist. This person didn't exist. It was just an act, a charmer. They married a charmer, so they were able to, in their opinion, I pinpoint Eric in 5 minutes, and they did. But it's serious. I don't want this marriage. It should not count. It was not a legitimate marriage. I feel like I lost a decade of my life that I can't get back. And that's where with therapy, I was cutting back on therapy just twice a month. And well, here I am weekly now. So I can make sense and peace. More so make sense and then make peace and have closure and file folder it, so to speak, you know. It's just disturbing. Absolutely disturbing. And then the guy has no remorse and feels like he doesn't owe any apology or anything. That's arrogance, as the therapist said today. That's just pure arrogance. But any father who will sit there and raise their voice at any woman in front of their own wife is a red flag in his opinion. And it happened to me. I did the right thing. I said, you will never disrespect me or talk to me that way. But the thing is, he said Eric should have stood up to the male role model, the father, and said something. He said, don't listen, don't talk to her like that. And it was really just a topic about having the child a right to be around the mother. And once I mentioned the mother's name, I was scolded to never mention the mother's name again in this house, being yelled at. But the thing that really got me is that the mother had no respect, and in my opinion, she has no respect towards women, because you don't just sit there on a couch and not speak up to your husband and say, listen, don't dare talk to a lady or a woman or anybody like that. You know, I didn't know the situation or anything, but it doesn't matter. There was red flags, as I was told. That was your red flag. That was your sign. There was other red flags. Eric was also trying to contact women overseas. The Philippines or Taiwan or somewhere, I don't remember where it was, I caught him on that one, trying to have them come over the United States so he can marry them. The whole marriage was a fraud. It was a fraudulent marriage. It's a fraud. And I'm not going to have it on my record at all. I want the marriage completely annulled. All I have to prove per attorney is that it was a fraudulent marriage. There was fraud. Fact. And you got more than one fact to prove it was a fraud. Right now, you have to concentrate what you need. You know, you asked these two to help. Listen, you know, let's speed up the process of getting into a safe home, a place where you don't have to be constantly anxiety-driven, and you can be, you know, move on, continue with the rest of your life in peace and harmony and bring your fur kids, and it didn't happen. So you're having to fend for yourself. And, you know, unfortunately, you have to be surrounded by somebody that you don't know. So I've taken the measures and locking things up and doing things to protect myself and letting attorneys be in the know. Attorney having things in their safe, you know, to protect myself. Ladies, you gotta protect your damn self. You gotta protect yourself. What I'm not okay with, though, is women not respecting other women. Anybody's husband to sit there and raise their voice in a very passive-aggressive behavior and do it in front of their own son, but the wife not saying anything, just sitting there taking it, leads to anybody to believe that that wife is also dealing with the same type of aggressiveness. And that's disturbing. But if that happens in front of another woman, ladies, you need to step up to the plate and speak up. Don't ever let a man disrespect another woman. That's why us women, you have to band together, stick together. You know, I don't get it. You know, being passive, talking about being passive about it is not even saying anything, and that's what happened. But there was many red flags. But this, as the therapist said today, this is disturbing. It's illegal. You can't go marrying somebody when you're married. Let alone even think about it. This guy, literally, you don't know who he is. He's a stranger. It was a charmer. He put on an act. The therapist like to say an act. He researches his stuff of how to take advantage. Does not have respect for women. Does not view women as normal, any normal man would. It's the truth. But I'm going to educate people and speak up. I'm educating you women, you ladies. But I'm going to tell you, women, ladies, you start respecting other women and ladies. Don't sit back because things happen to you, whether it's domestic violence or verbal or physical abuse. I don't care what it is. Don't sit back and think, well, nobody helped me, because maybe you weren't being helped and you're suffering in silence. You know? That does not give you right to not speak up and step up to the plate for other women when you're around them or you know situations. And that's respecting the male counterparts, you know? We don't have to be friends or connected to know each other. We're women. And that's a problem. I don't know how it is in other countries. It's for yourself, injuries, international, but I'm just speaking for the United States because I've seen enough of it. Whether it's generational, meaning you have a record of generational abuse, like every generation, something crazy, and it never stops. The cycle continues over and over and over again. It just keeps passing on, and that's just terrible. Or someone, a woman who suffers in silence. They don't know how to speak up. But then they get around other women or ladies, and they see, you know, aggressive behavior from a man, and they allow it to happen. And that's what happened to me. The mom just sat there. I removed myself. Listen, you don't ever talk to me like that again, period. I literally left the house. That was the first time I met my father-in-law. That was the first. That ain't happening. So I really didn't know my in-laws, because I wasn't going to be around that. He never apologized. It's not okay. But that was a red flag, I was told. That was definitely a red flag. Period. I don't know why women don't respect other women. So I'm like, oh, say something in front of me. And you want to be aggressive towards a woman and I'm around, I'm going to say something. Period. I mean, that's just respecting and sticking up for male counterparts. Your female counterparts, your, you know, women, ladies, young ladies. You know, we don't do that. What are we teaching? You know, it's okay. It's okay to accept less and be disrespected as a woman. Let's start speaking up. Period. You know? And people got to start seeing therapy, too. Let's see therapy, man. When you're in a foul-ass marriage relationship and a man, I don't care, abuse is abuse. You know, you got to see therapy. Who cares what other people think? Therapy should be a normalcy now in this day and age, because so many people have so much anger. Every time you turn around, there's a shooting, and it's always men. What was it? One time it was, I don't know, the news. What was that? Just a month ago. It was the first time it was actually a female. That's a first. Research how many women are in these mass shootings acting crazy. Shootings in general. That was the first one I heard of a female. You know, because we're in tune with our emotions. But when you're going through domestic stuff, and men will do this when you're in domestic situations, because I went through this. I literally went to call the cops one time, and I was threatened if I call the cops, I'm going to call them on you. I'm going to say something. I found out this happened to somebody else. And they literally, this person called the cops. And then they called the cops on them. That's manipulation per therapist. That is a pattern manipulation. And that's scary. And that's why you protect yourself. You let people know what's going on. You get therapy. You get attorneys. And you get advice on how to protect yourself. You know, because in the domestic situation, you go call on the cops, and a guy already has a prior, and a guy says, listen, you call the cops, I'm calling the cops on you. Or we'll manipulate you, severely manipulate you, when you bring the attention of they doing something, and then they'll pick up the phone and say, I'm gonna call the cops on you. Any guy who does that has done it before to another woman. Better be careful, ladies. Better be careful. Any guy does that, you better get on the phone with the attorney the next day. Any guy who thinks cops are your buddies and, oh, they're talking to me now, they're talking to me now. I know how to play good cop, bad cop, okay? Sorry, officers, I hope you're smarter than that. Is any guy who tries to manipulate you and the woman's silent and you wonder why you don't really talk to the woman? You don't need to do your math. It's not good cop, bad cop. Cops are smarter than that. But men who are arrogant like that, come on, they got priors. But Brady Bill's serious. You know, I did not know everything about Brady Bill's. When somebody attempts to try to kill or do physical harm or things to a spouse, a Brady bill can be put on by a judge, meaning you're not allowed to carry a firearm, not allowed to own a firearm, purchase a firearm. That's so serious. This isn't like little petty domestic violence as some people think, you know? And there's no domestic violence, really, in my opinion. People say petty. I don't think there's any domestic violence that should be taken lightly. It's all serious, in my opinion. That's my strong opinion and opinion of others. But a Brady bill's serious. That's a serious thing. And if you're not aware of that, and other women were aware of that, if somebody was aware of that, and they don't tell you, instead I want to say, oh, you really don't know the person you married, oh, you really don't know them. And you sit back and you watch somebody suffer and struggle, and you have information you're withholding and keeping, that's not respecting the women counterparts at all. That's somebody who's been through their own domestic situations and they didn't have anybody, and they're thinking, well, I didn't have anybody, so they're not gonna have anybody either. And they're never going to ever, things get better when it comes to domestic violence with that kind of mentality and attitude. Ladies, you do that stuff, you're a disgrace to other women, period. Because that's when you need to speak up. You know something about somebody, you find something out, you better speak up right away. I did one time, I found out something about somebody. I was like, holy hell. Oh, I definitely reached out, like Cincinnati Bell. I let the person know. If they want to continue to be with that person, I can't stop that. You can't stop a therapist at somebody's decisions. But you can sure warn people when there's a potential of somebody getting hurt. It's not overreacting, being dramatic. It's protecting other women, other ladies, especially depending on what title or who they are in your life. That's the right thing to do. And if they have kids, oh, that's definitely the right thing to do. Don't ever feel bad or have any regrets for flagging another woman if you find out things that probably may possibly put another woman in harm's way or their children. Speak up. Don't feel bad about it at all. Anybody makes you feel bad about it, they get right in the head to start with. But I had a good session today. I had a good phone call with the attorney, and I'm calm because I'm logically looking at things that transpired, especially with the engagement ring, you know. Past that point, somebody that always had excuse, so I don't have any money. Oh, yeah, you're right. You know, getting a conversation. Listen, you need to start treating me like a woman and a lady, because this isn't going to be okay. The marriage is going to be done. Oh, yeah, you're right. I need to. There's no excuse. Men know how they're treating you. They know how they're not treating you. And there's not an excuse unless you have a brain tumor, brain cancer, or you have dementia or Alzheimer's that affects your thinking process, okay? That's the truth, not opinion. A man knows exactly how they're treating you and not treating you. And there are men out there in the world who think they can have their cake and ice cream and eat it too, and they're entitled to have a harem of women, do fraudulent stuff, and not even bat an eye about it. And act like they're, you know what, doesn't stink. But those are men eventually, they're gonna have to figure it out, sit down with the judge, and own up to every bit of their behavior. Because it's called accountability, and everybody's accountable for it. You know? I always wanted to be married. That's the thing. I told the therapist today, I always wanted to be married. He's like, I know. But the problem is you were cheated out of being in a legitimate marriage. You never were able to be the wife. You were a wife, but you didn't have a husband. Period. I deserve to have happiness. I deserve to have love. And I'm back to therapy, you know, at least once a week, because I don't want this to affect the next possible relationship or someone that I'm talking to currently, and I'm not getting to private matters, period. But I don't want that to affect to where I start becoming a man-hater and all men are pigs and men are this and this and this. And as a friend of mine said, what did he say? Men suck. All men suck. He's older than me. But as he said, it's just wisdom for what I've seen. And he's not that kind of guy, you know. Who was raised right, you know. A good, strong family structure. And to respect women and ladies. And he always has towards me. But he's actually getting his, got a new fifth wheel and bringing in town this weekend, and I'm just glad to be able to have him back around. He experienced family loss and not getting to that privacy. But be nice to have him back in town and stuff, and You know, it's a sigh of relief, you know. Therapy is important, women, when you're going through domestic stuff or domestic violence or whatever, abuse is abuse. It's important to see a therapist because this is how you'll feel. Peace, calm. You know, you can't bottle things up in life. And people who bottle things up and bat an eye and don't, they don't hit, you know, straight on their problems, act like they don't exist. They're like a pop bottle effect that I explained many times before. It's like that 2 liter somebody shook in the store and put it back on the shelf. And people like that will explode. No woman should ever do that. And men, sorry to tell you, but there's a reason for all these mass shootings is because men don't know how, and they're too afraid or embarrassed to seek therapy. They don't know how to be in tune with their emotions and do what they need to do to release. Shooting people and doing these crazy shootings is not the way to go, and that's not the right proper way. But I do believe it starts with the family. It starts with the parent or parents and how you're raised. And sorry, but this ain't old school 1820 anymore. You start raising your boys to be in tune with their emotion. There's nothing wrong with the emotions. To be able to speak up, to be able to talk to their parents or guardians or foster whatever situation. But most importantly, boys need to be raised to respect women and ladies. And women and ladies are not mere sex objects at your disposal. Women are not meant to try to purchase for sex, to be manipulated, to be scammed, okay? Doing, you know, I don't even continue. You know, not worth my energy. But you know what I'm saying. And you men who have your boys, that's up to you. It's your responsibility to raise them right. And you go raising a boy to grow up as a man who has no respect for women, I'm sorry, my opinion, that starts with you and it's your fault. Your son is a reflection of you as a man. And if you're not raising him right, especially respecting for women, you ain't no better than your son or what he's doing. That's for sure. I'm sorry. I'm sticking to my opinion. But ladies, start respecting one another. If you find out something about somebody, speak up. Who cares what other people think? It's none of your business. Yes, it is. If someone has a past track record and is already starting to act weird, you don't even need to know if they're weird. You just need to tell somebody, listen, do you know about this person you're with? You know about it? Yeah, okay. I'm just letting you know. It's out of concern and love. And if another woman can't see for what it is, if somebody's concerned about your well-being, they care about you, then you may want to seek a therapist because then you obviously don't know what it's like to be cared about and loved. And that's a shame. But you deserve love unconditionally just as much as I do. And I deserve finally once in my life a legitimate marriage. I deserve to have an actual spouse. Because let's face it, between this and a prior spouse having sex on a Papa John's counter with the manager, and that video copy I have too, messing around with another job, with a woman that's engaged and another one married, it's disgusting behavior, period. Let's just face it. I finally deserve to have a real man, and a real spouse, and a real husband, and I'm not gonna settle ever again. Period. But one thing I've learned today, you can't fault every man because of this group here. Because not every man is like that. But it starts at how you're raised. And how you view women is taught underneath the roof and the home. Amen.